Here's a quick refresher on Braille. It's a code used by people who are blind and visually impaired to read. It's based on a cell with 6 dots, and depending on which of those dots is raised, it indicates a letter or a symbol. Braille takes up a lot of space on a page, so there's a system of shortcuts. Common prefixes, suffixes, articles, and other letter combinations all have their own codes in what's called contracted Braille. And in the U.S., we've been using the same contracted Braille code for decades, until now. Diane LeClaire is a teacher for the visually impaired at the New York School for the Blind in Batavia. A few years ago, her colleagues in Australia and New Zealand started talking about this new, updated Braille code called Unified English Braille.
The Unified English Braille, it's actually in some ways made Braille easier in that it's much more like regular printed materials now.
Unified English Braille drops a lot of the shortcuts, which LeClaire says is good news because some of them were confusing. For instance, in the old standard Braille code, reading an email address ending in a .com is total chaos because a dot is a period.
Well, the period rule is it has to have a space at the end of it. If it occurred in the middle of something, it was a double D in Braille. And so that's been eliminated.
All other English-speaking countries have already adopted this Unified English Braille code. And recently, the powers that be over here, the Braille Authority of North America, they voted to make the transition as well. It's been in the works for almost 2 years, and starting 2016, all new Braille materials will be printed in the new code. This decision initially caused a lot of pushback by local Braille organizations. They thought the Braille Authority was acting too quickly, hastily, and overreaching their authority. But one by one, local groups have started transitioning. LeClaire has been teaching her students both codes for a few years now to give them as much of an advantage as she can. Some of her students have other disabilities, like learning impediments, so the earlier the better. Sherry Ann is one of LeClaire's students. She's been studying Braille for 10 years, but she's just recently been exposed to the new code.
At first, I kind of had a hard time with it a little bit. You know, like, because some of the contractions are going to be gone and punctuations are going to be different.
Like any change, there are some growing pains. But LeClaire sees an obvious benefit in the switch to Unified English Braille. She says it's easier to learn initially, easier to use, easier to interact with the internet and digital devices. But perhaps most important, she says Unified English Braille keeps Braille relevant and could help keep Braille literacy alive. Veronica Volk, WXXI News.